Good morning, everyone. We're here today on the Board of Adjustments, October 2nd, 2020. We are meeting via Zoom due to the pandemic and COVID restrictions that still exist. However, we are hopeful in the near future that we will be able to see everyone in person. With that being said, we'd like to move forward today, and we have a fairly short agenda. I know some of my board members have time constraints, so let's try to move forward expeditiously. It looks like we have a full board today and we have a quorum. So with that being said, let's go ahead and move forward with the approval of minutes. Is there a motion to approve the minutes from our last meeting?
So move, Goldberg.
Thank you. That's Michael Goldberg. Second by Ms. Commissioner Malikoff. Thank you. Is there any updates from the city attorney?
No, Mr. Chair, but if you'd like, I can use this time to read a few announcements and the city's notice regarding lobbyist registration.
Please go ahead. Thank you.
So good morning, Mr. Chair, members of the board. Today's virtual meeting of the Board of Adjustment has been scheduled pursuant to Executive Order 20-69 of the Florida Governor, which was just extended through the end of this month, which suspends any Florida statute that requires a quorum to be present in person or requires a local government body to meet at a specific public place, and permits local government bodies to use communications media technology to hold their meetings. In order to participate in today's meeting, members of the public may dial 1-888-475-4499 and enter the webinar ID, which is 831-6265-6517#. Or the public can log in directly to the Zoom app and enter the webinar ID, which again is 831-6265-6517. Members of the public wishing to speak on an item must click the raise hand icon if they're using a Zoom app, or dial *9 if they're participating by phone. Members of the public who do not have access to a computer and wish to provide testimony or submit evidence in support of or opposition to an item on today's agenda may appear in person at the Miami Beach Convention Center at 1901 Convention Center Drive, Washington Avenue entrance, Art Deco Room 229 in Miami Beach. At this location, access to a computer will be provided. On quasi-judicial applications today, on behalf of the chair, I'll swear in each presenter or member of the public wishing to speak. I'll ask each board member to disclose the names of any individuals with whom they've had ex parte communications. I'll be keeping time at today's meeting. Applicants will have 10 minutes each to present, and members of the public will be given 2 minutes. And lastly, I'd like to read the city's notice regarding lobbyist registration. If you're appearing on behalf of a business, a corporation, or another person, you need to register as a lobbyist with the city clerk's office. If you haven't registered yet, you should register before you speak to the board. You don't have to register as a lobbyist if you're speaking only on behalf of yourself and not any other party, or if you're testifying as an expert witness, providing only scientific, technical, or other specialized information or testimony in this public meeting, or if you're appearing as a representative of a neighborhood association without any compensation or reimbursement for your appearance, to express support of or opposition to any item. Expert witnesses and representatives of neighborhood associations shall, prior to appearing, disclose in writing to the city clerk their name, address, and the principal on whose behalf they're communicating. If you're an architect, attorney, or employee representing an applicant or an objector, you must register as a lobbyist. These rules apply whether you're appearing in favor of or against an item, or encouraging or arguing against its passage, defeat, modification, or continuance. And before we continue, I'd just like to swear in members of staff who will be providing testimony today. So I'd like to ask, do you swear under oath that any and all testimony that you'll give in this proceeding is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Mr. City Attorney. Mr. Chair, just confirm for me that we're going to swear in any member from the public per the application as we go forward with each one, as opposed to doing what we normally do in person of swearing in anyone who's before us, correct?
That's correct.
Okay, great. And staff, I don't think we have any continuances, withdrawals, or extension of time, correct?
That's correct.
Okay, and as far as discussion items, I understand from staff that there will be a discussion item amongst the board, but we will table that until after we go forward with the applications. Is that okay, staff?
That's correct, yes.
Great, and staff, we also do not have any progress reports or modification of previously approved board orders, correct?
Correct.
Great. So with that being said, let's move forward to our new applications. And if you don't mind, staff, to please go ahead and call the first application.
Okay, the first application is ZBA 20-0117 for 1070 South Shore Drive. An application has been filed by J. Randall Waterfield for requesting variances to reduce the required setback for the construction of a fence along the front property line of an existing single-family home. Specifically, the variances being requested are, one, a variance to increase by 2 feet the maximum height of a wall located within the front yard from 5 feet in order to allow for the construction of a 7-foot-tall wall along the front property line. And variance number two, a variance to increase by 2 feet the maximum height of a wall located within the side yard where such side yard abuts a public right-of-way or waterway from 5 feet in order to allow the construction of a 7-foot-tall wall along the side property line abutting a waterway. So basically with this property, it is a little unusual that it does have, technically it has two rear yards, which are both waterfront, and it has 134 feet of frontage on South Shore Drive. The applicant has expressed some security concerns with the location of the property adjacent to the street end, which according to the applicant is used by the public, and they have had issues with the public accessing their property. Typically, for most single-family homes, you would be able to do a 7-foot wall with a 4-foot setback along the front property line. But what's unique about this property is that the last 25 and a half feet of the front property line adjacent to the waterway is actually part of the rear setback. And the code prohibits the walls from extending greater than 5 feet. So even if they were to set the wall back, they would not be able to do a 7-foot wall. Based on this information, staff is supportive of the application.
Great. Thank you very much. Thank you. Do I have any disclosures from my board? Having seen no hands being raised, I assume then that there's no disclosures. Mr. City Attorney, are the applicants on? And if so, can you please swear them in?
Let's see.
Hey, Nick. Charmaine Waterfield is here.
Hi. Good morning, everyone.
Hi. How are you? I'd like to take a moment to swear in any members of your team who will be presenting today. So can you state whether you swear under oath that any and all testimony that you'll give in this proceeding is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Thank you. You have 10 minutes for your presentation.
Wonderful.
Please proceed. The floor is yours.
Thank you so much. Good morning, everyone. Thank you for your time and being there for us today. Could we have the first slide, please? Thank you very much. Maybe we'll proceed with the next slide, please. Wonderful. So my husband and I are the proud owners of 1070 South Shore Drive. We're very excited coming from a 3-bedroom condo with 4 children to finally have a lovely home, especially for 4 little children. When we purchased the home, it wasn't quite clear that at the dead end, there's a lot of lingering of larger groups happening. You know, when you look at homes, you usually get an 11 o'clock appointment with the realtor. So when we started moving in, we noticed that people aren't just leaning over our wall and spying on us. It came so far, they started videotaping my children in the pool. We felt quite unsafe. There are certain groups we're suspicious there might be some little drug dealing. So we've been working closely also with the local police. They've been a tremendous help. Once in a while, they put a police car there, which helps for a month or two. These young groups, they tend to leave when they see the police cars. So we've been a little concerned for our safety and our privacy. The current wall you see on that slide is 4 feet tall. The official height of a wall we're allowed to have is 5 feet. And we're asking you kindly to allow us an additional 2 feet to raise it up to 7 feet, which was would allow us the privacy. People wouldn't be able to stick their heads in filming us or taking pictures of us or the children. We'd be very grateful. The next slide, please. Wonderful. Here are just examples of, garbage that's left over. It happens weekly. Lots of fishing is happening, which is not allowed. That's my least concerned. I'm more concerned about noises. There's a lot of alcohol consumption, cigarettes. Unfortunately, I found a numerous amount of condoms. I hope nothing happened. They were there. I don't know. It's just not very pleasant. I have very little children, and my husband and I would just love to be in a safe neighborhood and raise them and bring them up in a lovely environment. And we feel like if we raise that wall, it gives us a little more security and safety. Next slide, please. Yes, wonderful. These are a little small for me to see. I'm so sorry. We're just presenting more people lingering. You see, my Cluja is not always very lush, especially in the front part of the property, because the high sea waters, they splash them. And I assume that's what makes them not grow as lush as we would hope for. More people gathering. Unfortunately, I'm so sorry. The pictures are a little small. I was able to find people with alcohol. Maybe the next slide. Yeah, they're a little small. I apologize. They also use the wall to the current 4 foot wall to put down their belongings, their drinks and food. Some people are kind and clean up. Many of them are not. Next slide, please. Okay, here we have a good example of somebody leaning over and taking pictures of the property or us and our children. There were many, many more occasions. For me, it is very hard to take pictures because I don't want to be seen taking those pictures. You can imagine these people gathering. They know where I live, and I just don't want to have any threats. So it was a little tricky for me to find the evidence, but you can clearly see they get very, very close to the property and lean over. And it's been a little challenging for us. The next slide, please. Okay, these are, I guess, people taking pictures. They were coming, from what I recall, they were coming close to the wall as well, but I didn't have the possibility to videotape them or take a picture. And again, on the first slide here, more people just hanging over the wall and looking over. And this is the yard area where they're looking at. It's our infinity pool. And this is where we as a family like to be together, again, with our children. And it's just been quite a bit bothering. Next slide, please. People must have come over the fencing area. You know, there's not much protection on the seawall. So we've had numerous areas with graffiti on our seawall. This is our property. This is not the dead end of the city. So this is, again, something we would love to have the wall extended onto. I'm not sure if that's possible, so that nobody can walk around and actually damage the property or have it easier breaking in and stealing something or just causing damage. Even fear. Fear is quite big, I have to say. My husband travels a lot for work. I'm alone with the children. I am a little intimidated, especially by the large groups of young adults who are smoking marijuana, who have been drug dealing. The police assured me these are not very large drug dealers, but even small ones. I'm not sure if this is really what I would love to have in my neighborhood. So there's definitely been a concern. The next slide, please. I think that is it. Thank you so much for your time. And please let me know if you have any questions.
Great. Thank you very much. Do I have any questions from the board before I go ahead and open it up to the public?
I do, Richard.
Okay, I see that. Ms. Malikoff, go ahead. I see that your hand's raised. Please proceed.
Yes, I visited the property. I wondered first to ask Ms. Waterfield, are you and your family living there now?
We are living there now, yes.
And right to the east of your property is a vacant lot. Is that also yours?
That is our lot as well, yes.
Okay. I noticed that the seawall in back, you have it completely shielded so nobody can go onto your property already, which was, you know, nicely done. I assume you're still painting that wall that was recently put up. But it seems to me if the wall were 5 foot rather than 4 feet and you keep your clusia or another type of evergreen like podocarpus, which you can have as tall as you want, actually, it would give you the same privacy. People aren't going to be leaning over your wall if it was 5 feet tall. And I don't see the need for a 7 foot wall, especially where you're facing neighbors. Where it's facing the water, I don't have any objection.
Commissioner Malikoff, that's a very good question. Thank you so much. We are asking to raise the other side of the wall as well, because we've had a homeless person entering our property and helping himself with our water hose, which is quite lovely. But when you live there, that is not something you would want to have. Luckily, the gentleman who does our daily maintenance was able to get rid of this homeless man. We would like the safety feature. First of all, from a visual standpoint, 5 feet on one side, 7 feet on the other side is quite mismatching. The front portion, yes, I did add a plastic fence on the inside for privacy because we were so disturbed this summer by all the people looking in and taking pictures and videos of us and the property that we had no choice. I'm technically, officially, probably not allowed to have added that plastic fence, and I would like to happily remove that plastic fence. In fact, I would like to, my husband and I would like to go through the tremendous expense of building that wall. It's very, very very costly for us to do so, but we want to make sure it matches the property. It will be a nice feature. If you have any concerns we should add any more plants in front of it to make that dead end more beautiful, we're happily doing so. But from a safety standpoint, a 5 foot wall is not tall enough. I am, for example, 5'11". My husband is 6'2". Initially, I wanted to request 6 feet, just adding 1 foot to that wall. But we tried it out, and talking to the city as well, the city of Miami Beach, the building department recommended to us 6 feet will not be helpful. They were the ones suggesting 7 feet, because a person who's 5'11", like I am, I can just go on my tippy toes and spy over again. You have a very good point about my clusias. They are very lush in certain areas. I have replaced the clusias at the front several times now. It costs a tremendous amount of money. They keep on dying due to the seawater splashing it. And my property is now also secured by a glass rail, which I hope will make the seawater not hit the plants anymore. But you see the rising sea levels, it still splashes quite a bit. And the glass rail we added, I needed safety for my little children. I wanted to make sure nobody falls into the bay area. Could I answer your question, Commissioner?
Yes, I want one more question, though, is about the vacant lot that you do own just to your east. Are you planning to landscape that lot or fence it or build on it?
Oh, for sure. We would love to match it. Absolutely. I'm sorry it doesn't look that pretty yet, but I will guarantee you it will be beautiful, matching, and good looking. And I would love to add a matching wall or fencing area. I haven't come this far. I was quite busy with the move and four children.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Mr. Orlowski, I understand that you have a question. Please proceed.
I guess the first question is just for staff. So that street end is a public easement to the water. Is that correct?
It's public right of way.
Okay. Just for disclosure, I also drove by the property, and I do own a home in the neighborhood quite a distance away, but I am very familiar with the neighborhood. So it kind of does surprise me that security is such a concern in this gated community with, in addition to the police, that the neighborhood has an additional roving security guard and a golf cart that goes around the neighborhood. So I am a little surprised to hear of all the security concerns. And this actually does remind me, some of my other board members who were there at the time will remember we had a similar situation like this where someone had asked for an extension of a wall due to a security concern. And that one turned out a little, turned out to be a little funny, but I concur with Commissioner Malikoff. I think a lot of these issues seem to me could be solved with vegetation. I'm not a big fan of creating walled compounds, especially in that neighborhood where I don't think they really exist that much, or I'm not aware of any. So I still am struggling to understand why these problems couldn't just be solved with vegetation instead of a giant wall.
Mr. Olasky, did you want the applicant to respond to anything specifically there?
Well, I mean, I think, you know, I do take a bit of issue with the idea of people, you know, the presentation show referred to people loitering there. And that seems to me kind of the purpose of that street end is to allow the public and the neighbors who don't have access to the waterfront to have access to the waterfront to, I don't know if fishing is allowed there or not, but at least accessing, sitting there, enjoying the water seems to be kind of the point of that public right of way. But again, if you could just address again why vegetation wouldn't solve this problem rather than this giant 7-foot wall running the length of that property line.
Well, Mr. Orlovsky, I'm happily responding to your question again. We've had trouble having our closure in the front area. We had trouble having it grow nicely and thickly. It takes years and years for those plants to create a really nice wall. I would love to get a 20-foot closure wall, but that's not quite easy. May I ask in what area you live? My dead end has a ton of people, and they're not just from this lovely island. I wish they were neighbors. These people from outside the areas, which are not all, not all lovely, lovely people. I've been telling you there's people smoking pot constantly. And that's a very tricky situation. I call the police. You know, I don't want to have the pot smoke come and reach our terrace where I have little children. I have a 16-month-old, a 4-year-old, a 7-year-old, and an 11-year-old. These young groups, they come in. I'm very surprised to hear that you are not aware of the fact that cars have been broken in. I would love for you actually to reach out to Captain Robinson and confirm that there's been a ton of suspicious activity on that island and that they're working on it. They are so kind to us. They said, anytime you need a police car, we have a numerous amount of issues with these dead ends because these young folks come, they drink, they party, they are very noisy in the evening. They're not supposed to use that dead end for panoramic. They're not supposed to be there after sundown. But they still are hanging out. So there is a safety concern. I've had a garbage can be removed from my property. So I'm missing a bar garbage can. I don't even know what to do about it. I mean, I cannot report every single thing. I mean, I'll have my phone in my hand nonstop. This dead end is a problem. The police has confirmed with me that the other dead ends have the same issue. The way they help us out is they provide a police car. They had it for the 4th of July weekend. And in fact, they kept it there for 6 weeks. They don't do that just because I'm a nice mommy asking for help. They are aware of what is going on. And I'm happy to hear that where you are in your position, where your house is, you don't have that issue. But I am not sure that why you don't know that people are allowed to access the island from the outside. This is not a locked up, a locked up security gate. And also, I believe the rover has been removed because we couldn't, the island couldn't afford having the gentleman around during COVID times. So safety is not given in that area. And if you just take one block north of the gate, you're going to see in what neighborhood you are. And these are the people that come over. And I'm very concerned. And, you know, as I told you, I'm alone very, very often. And a 7-foot wall will give me the safety that I would like for my children. Trust me, I'm not trying to build a Fort Knox. But I love this house. My husband and I were not aware of these problems when we purchased the house. I don't want to leave this home. I created a lovely home for our children. And I do think a 7-foot wall is a bit more intimidating and scary to people so that they will not feel like they can just enter this property and spy around and take photos and pictures.
Mr. Goldberg, I see that your hand's raised. Do you have a question for the applicant?
I have a comment. Thanks, Mr. Chair. I did go by the property this morning. I'm glad I did, because, you know, seeing a picture and actually being there in person really gives you two different, very different perspectives. It's a very unique situation. And first of all, I want to give kudos to the applicant for making a significant investment in the city of Miami Beach. It's a significant lot, 19,000 square feet. And if you know the island like we all do and drive the island, I think this is a very isolated area where that situation occurs. And the only other probably property that would be affected would be their neighbors directly to the north, which I was a little surprised that they just had an actual fence, didn't have a see-through fence, which I was a little bit surprised about. So, you know, I definitely understand the situation. I know staff is supporting it. I think it's a very unusual situation for the Normandy Shores area. Keep in mind that gate is public access. Anybody can go in there. And that whole area is a little bit different outside the gate. And, you know, I am supportive of it and can definitely understand the situation, having gone by there this morning and seen it in person.
Thank you, Mr. Goldberg. Mr. Cement, do you have a question for the applicant or a comment?
More so a comment. You know, with me being 6'3", I can definitely understand how the applicant would be, you know, somewhat hesitant in agreeing to a 6-foot wall. I do think that considering the unique circumstances of that lot and having seen many other, you know, dead end public easements out onto the water, it can get, you know, rather, you know, rowdy and boisterous out there. There's one in Lakeview that I've seen, you know, fully activated, so to speak. And just generally, it's been quite an issue. So, you know, I don't think that there's any type of precedent being set here other than, you know, unique lots that are on these public easements and dead ends, you know, out onto the water. You know, fully supportive and fully respect, you know, a family's desire to have a safe and secure, you know, home and property for their family. And, you know, I'm dealing with this with my house now. We're just, you know, the time it takes to get vegetation thick enough and tall enough to provide adequate coverage can take quite some time. So for those reasons, I would definitely be in favor.
Thank you, Mr. Cement. I don't see any other hands raised from my board. If anyone has any other questions, please raise your hand. Otherwise, I'm going to proceed with having staff or Mr. City Attorney let me know if there's anyone from the public who has comment today. And I don't see any other hands from the board. So can staff or Mr. City Attorney let me know if there are any members from the public that would like to speak today?
Mr. Chair, I don't see anybody from the public. I see one person. I think one of our board members has his hand
raised. I think Mr. Asuyan has his hand raised.
Okay, hold on. I think Mr. Asuyan
Yes, thank you.
Got it. All right.
So in that case, no, I don't see anyone from the public.
Great. Thank you, Mr. City Attorney. With that being said, having seen no further questions from the board and no one from the public who would like to speak, have a motion? Yes, go ahead.
I'm sorry. I raised my hand again. I just have another quick question, because I know we did at the last, yesterday, get an email from staff on there was one person that was objecting to it on the public record, Keith Miller. I'm just curious, does anybody know, is that a neighbor? Does it live in the neighborhood? Because I couldn't seem to see any properties in the surrounding areas under that name. I'm just curious, you know, because we did have someone opposed.
That was an email that did not include an address. the,
okay,
the,
so no, we don't know
the person
did
not
point.
Include their address. Correct.
Okay. And I assume if they were that against it, they would be on this call, you know, speaking on. So I just wanted to make sure we covered that. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Goldberg. Did I hear someone speaking? Was that the applicant or Ms. Malikoff?
No, it's Malikoff.
Okay. Go, please proceed, Ms. Malikoff.
Yes. I have spoken to people that live on South Shore Drive, and not direct neighbors, though, but further down the street. And they feel that 7-foot walls do not belong in that neighborhood. Houses are not compounds, walled compounds. If you drive by, there's a lot of story homes, ranch homes that were built in the, I think, the 50s or 60s. And or 70s, I'm sorry, they were built in the 70s, and they just feel that that's out of place. I understand the concern with 4 young children of having privacy, but perhaps a 6-foot wall would do, because most people are not able to reach over or peer over a 6-foot wall. And if there is thick clusia or podocarpus or another evergreen in back of it, I think that gives enough privacy without it looking like a prison wall. I just hesitate to have that now enter into the South, because when one house does it, other houses want to do it. And I don't think having high walls around houses in that particular neighborhood make any sense.
Thank you, Ms. Malikoff. Mr. Ossione, I see your hand is now raised. Do you have another question?
Yeah, what's the situation on the other side of that opening? In other words, the house to the right, what do they have as a barrier between their house and that open public space?
You're talking about my neighbor across the street?
No, there's your house. Then you have the opening where that people are peeking onto. What's on the other side of that opening? I'm sorry, I didn't realize it.
It's another house.
Yeah, it's a glass railing.
It's another house.
I'm sorry, I can't quite follow which area you're referring to. Are you talking about the seawall area on the other side?
Yes.
Yes, I have railing to protect.
I'm saying you have your house, there's the opening, and then on the other side of that opening where the public area is it another house?
Oh, there is another house. In fact, that neighbor, unfortunately, is not doing so well. He was moved to an apartment because he needs intensive care. His wonderful daughter and son-in-law are in the house. They have approached me. They wanted to find out, since they saw the advertisement on our lawn, they wanted to find out what exactly we wanted to build. So I spoke to him about it. I said, we would love to increase the wall height to 7 feet. And he said that works very well with him. In fact, that's something, the moment they will inherit that house, they would love to get a high wall or fence as well, because they have been seeing so much suspicious activity there and they've been so bothered. I also have to point out that the house across the street, Mr. Marvin wasn't able to take care of it very much anymore. He probably has a 4 or 5 foot very damaged fence. But as soon as his daughter will take over, they want to renovate it. And they asked me if we were able to get allowance for the 7-foot wall, because they're so unhappy with the situation themselves that they might be asking for a high wall as well. Probably not the style that we're doing, because ours is quite expensive. We're talking in the 100,000 range, but a lovely wooden fence will do. And they'll probably apply for it, or I don't quite know their plans, but they were pro our wall and they fully understood. It was a big concern since they're looking at our wall. I wanted to make sure that my neighbors will be happy. And they said,
I just wanted to understand what somebody else, which has your same situation, has done with the wall or has with the wall. Got it.
They have not invested in anything. The house is in not the best situation. They have not put any money into this. Not yet.
Thank you. And thank you, Mr. Ossione. Having not seen any further hands from the board and having made clear that there's no one from the public here to comment today, do I have a motion from the board?
Michael Goldberg, I'll move a motion to approve.
Okay, Okay, Mr. Goldberg moved to approve. Do I have a second?
Second, Cement.
Second by Mr. Cement. Mr. City Attorney or staff, because we are doing this via Zoom, can we have a call to vote?
Andres Acion?
Yes.
Richard Barron?
Now we can, Mr. Barron. Mr. Barron, can you say it again? I'm not able to hear if you're in favor or not.
Yes.
Thank you, Mr. Barron. Please proceed.
Yahil Cement?
Yes.
Michael Goldberg?
Yes.
Joy Malikoff?
No.
James Orlowski?
Yes.
Richard Siegel?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Okay, great. Thank you. Enjoy your property, and we hope you and your family have a wonderful time in your new home.
Thank you very much. I appreciate your time. Thank you so much, and I hope everybody will stay safe. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Okay, staff, I understand it that we have one more applicant today, ZBA 20-0118. Can you go ahead and introduce the application, please?
The application, ZBA 20-0118, 2301 Sunset Drive. The applicants, Dana M. Kaufman and Cheryl J. Kaufman, have submitted an application requesting variances to reduce the required setback in open space for the construction of a driveway within the street-facing side yard of an existing single-family home. The variances specifically are, one, a variance to reduce by 2 feet 10 inches the minimum side yard setback for a driveway of 4 feet to allow the construction of a driveway with a side yard street-facing setback of 1 foot 2 inches. Variance two, a variance to reduce by 3 feet 11 inches the minimum required separation of pavement from the building of 5 feet to allow for the construction of a driveway not leading to a garage with a separation of from the building of 1 foot 1 inches. And variance number three, a variance to reduce by 1% or 17 square feet the minimum required landscape pervious open space within the street facing side yard of 50% or 808 square feet. To allow the construction of a driveway within the street-facing side yard with a landscape pervious open space area of 40%. I'm sorry, just a reduction of 10%, sorry, of 40%, 791 square feet. So basically, this is the reconfiguration of an existing driveway, which is adjacent to West 23rd Street. The existing driveway is a semicircular driveway, but the cars actually do not fit on the property. So this property has received variances in the past for other elements, such as in the rear yard. There was a variance approved for a play area, which has since been removed and replaced by landscaping. But with this variance, the applicant will be able to accommodate two cars on site as opposed to in the right-of-way. And they are actually mitigating their pervious area variance by using pervious pavers. So based on those facts, staff is supportive of the application and recommends approval of the three variances.
Thank you, Mr. Williams. Do I have any disclosures from my board? Having seen no hands raised and no one saying that there are any disclosures, Mr. City Attorney, will you swear in the applicants, please?
Yes, I'd like to ask at this time if any members of the applicant's team will be presenting. Can you state whether you swear under oath that any and all testimony that you'll give in this proceeding is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Who is this is Norman Bladden, I will.
Sorry, I missed Thank the you. Name. Are you the, Can you please are you repeat the, your name?
My name is Norman Blandon, and I will do so.
Thank you, Mr. Blandon. You have 10 minutes for your presentation.
Please proceed. The floor is yours.
Thank you very much. Slide presentation, please. Second slide, please. Next slide. This is the subject property. As you can see, it's on 23rd and Sunset. It is fronted by three streets. So this is part of the complication that has created the our request for the variances. You can see the driveway there with the arrows. Next slide, please. This is a photograph from 23rd Street. You can see two cars parked in there. Next slide, please. You can see the cars, it's a very tight radius and very almost unsafe condition. As you can see, this van is almost parked out on the street. Next slide, please. This is a view from afar. Next slide, please. Again, this is viewing from the east, looking down 23rd. Next slide, please. These are some of the neighborhood driveways that obviously have different lot configurations, but they have more space to park safely. Next slide, please. This is a circular driveway with a little bit more space that the cars don't have to be almost on the street. Next, please. This is just a map showing the location of our property on that island, Sunset Island. Next slide, please. Again, this is just the zoning information we have submitted to the zoning department, to the planning department. Next slide, please. That is the configuration as it exists. The existing driveway, as you can see in the plan drawing, it's very, very small and that radius is very tight. Next slide, please. This is showing the demolition we are proposing to do, just removing the pavers, which are in fact a little wobbly, and we would to make it even just safe as it is, we would have to replace all the pavers as they are, because it's creating an unsafe condition to walk on that. Next slide, please. This is our proposal to create just one. It's not a curb cut, but just one access into the street to allow for two cars to be parked inside the property. As you can see, the thicker line is the actual property line, and these cars will be actually, like Stephen said, inside the property. Next slide, please. And this is basically highlighting the three variances we're requesting. Variance one on the lower left is the 4 foot setback required on that side of the property line, and we're just requesting that it be that we're allowed to make it 1 foot 2 inches. And then variance two at the top is indicates the yard requirements. The dashed lines are basically the yard area that we are working with, and instead of the 50% required, we're just requesting a 49% allowance. And the last one is on the right hand side, variance three, where the driveway would be located 1 foot 1 inch from the actual house, where 5 feet are required. As you can see, this, I think we as we see it, this would create a safer and more accessible and convenient access to the front of the house. The front entrance of the house, which is here on 23rd Street. Any questions?
Mm-hmm. Does that complete your presentation?
Yes, it does.
Great. Thank you very much. Does anyone from the board have any questions? And I'll go ahead and see if there's any hands raised. Mr. Cement, your hand's raised, but I believe that's probably just from the last application. Great. I don't see any other hands raised. One last time for any questions from my board. Okay, having seen no hands raised, Mr. City Attorney or staff, can you please just let me know if there's anyone from the public who wants to comment today?
Mr. Chair, I see one member of the public with a hand up. So let's see. Dana
Kaufman.
Dana, do you swear under oath that any and all testimony that you'll give in this proceeding is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, we're just the homeowners. So that's why I wanted to get sworn in prior to Mr. Blandon's presentation.
Okay.
Okay, but are you adding anything to his presentation?
I don't believe so.
In that case, Mr. Chair, I don't see any members of the public.
Great. Thank you very much, Mr. City Attorney. With that being said, having not seen any board questions or any members from the public here today to comment on this application, do I have a motion from the board?
Yes, I move the item.
Thank you, Ms. Malikoff. That's a motion moved by Ms. Malikoff. Do I have a second?
Second, Cement.
Thank you, Mr. Cement. Mr. City Attorney or staff, can you please go ahead and do a call to vote?
Andre Sacion?
Yes.
Richard Barron?
Yes.
Yahiel Cement?
Yes.
Michael Goldberg?
Yes.
Joey Malikoff?
Yes.
James Orlowski?
Yes.
And Richard Siegel?
Yes, the matter passes by unanimous vote of the board. Congratulations. Please enjoy your driveway and your home.
Thank you very much.
Our pleasure. Correct me if I'm wrong, staff, but I believe that completes the applications for today. I know we have a discussion item, but we do not have any further applications, correct?
Correct.
Okay, great. So why don't we proceed forward? And we don't have any appeals or other business, so why don't we proceed forward before adjournment with the discussion item?
Okay, Mr. Chair. So as you're aware, we've been able to meet remotely as a result of an executive order from the governor, right, allowing for the suspension of in-person quorums. It seems as if the governor would like to lift that requirement, but he has been extending it on a month-by-month basis. This month, he waited till the last possible day to extend it. He did that on Wednesday afternoon. So we were preparing to have an in-person meeting this month at the convention center with yes, social distancing measures in place. Because of that, we do expect that at some point very soon, the governor will stop renewing that order. So we would just like to inform you the process that we will have in place once the order is suspended. So what we did at the convention center was we reserved two of the breakout rooms. We've set up spaces so that each of the members has their own individual space in a horseshoe arrangement. Later on, we will be sending pictures of the space to the members so you can see how it is laid out. And then the public will be participating in a separate area of the convention center, where they will be allowed to participate in a separate area. Each of the members will be participating through Zoom, even though they are located at the convention center, so that the public can participate through Zoom as well, and they wouldn't be required to come to the convention center, though they could if they wanted to, or if they lacked the technological means to come to the convention center. I believe there are some options regarding how we can participate with the definition of the quorum. I would ask Nick if you could chime in on that.
So basically, the requirement for board members to be physically present derives from provisions in state law specifying that a quorum of the board must be present to conduct public business. So there's no provision in state law or the city code that would prohibit applicants, members of the public, or city staff from appearing virtually. And in fact, we encourage applicants, members of the public, and city staff to continue appearing virtually. As a general rule, so sort of absent these circumstances we find ourselves in, only those board members who are physically present, who can attend in person, are permitted to vote. That said, under certain extraordinary circumstances like disability, illness, or other extraordinary circumstance, the Attorney General has concluded in a number of opinions that a board member may participate and vote virtually. So what's legally required, if Executive Order 20-69 is allowed to expire at the end of October, what will be legally required is that a quorum of the board be present in person in order to conduct public business. Now, since pretty much every application that comes before the Board of Adjustment requires five votes, my recommendation is that five members be present. But that's something that that what you know if any of you would like to individually discuss your particular circumstances, I'm happy to have that conversation offline so we can go through whether these AGOs on extraordinary circumstances could apply.
And this is Baron. Did I understand you say that only five need to be at the convention center and the other two could, if there were a full meeting, the other two could appear from their homes on Zoom?
That's our position. Yes, that the legal requirement is that in order for the board, again, and this is all assuming that the order is allowed to expire, because I think anything could happen between now, October 2nd and the end of the month. But if the order is allowed to expire, the legal requirement is that a quorum of the board be present.
And your interpretation of that is that if a quorum is present, which is actually four, that the other members can appear via Zoom from some other place.
You're absolutely right that a quorum is four. The voting requirement for most, if not all, of your applications is five.
But if the quorum is four and you have four in the convention center and three on Zoom and you need five votes, what difference does it make where they're voting from if you have a quorum?
I tend to agree with you, but since we're in sort of uncharted territory, my recommendation is that we have five. I think, you know, our opinion is that the bare minimum legal requirement is that a quorum be present. And a quorum is four. But you know, I also wanted, part of why we're having this discussion is we wanted to hear from the board members on the board members' individual willingness to come in if they have to, whether we develop maybe a rotation so that, you know, so it's not the same members who appear in person every month. I think, you know, staff is reached out to members of each of the four boards, and we'll be having these discussions with each of the four boards. The Board of Adjustment happens to be the first one. But you know, that's our legal opinion. I'd like to hear from the board as to, you know, individual board members' willingness to come in. Staff has laid out how the physical space is going to be set up. And then again, if there are any individual circumstances that a board member would like to discuss, I'm available by phone and we can chat offline. We don't need to resolve all these issues at today's meeting.
So,
can we get your phone number, Nick?
Sure. I'll send that by email.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah, so Mr. City Attorney, respectfully, what I think might be the best way of doing this is I don't want to feel like anyone has to be compelled to discuss health reasons or other reasons that might be private for why they might not want to be appearing in person. But what we can do is most certainly as the chair, and being that on the board, I am of the younger age that probably isn't in the zone of being as problematic to an exposure. I will make myself available should the order get lifted at every single meeting going forward. So you will know that at least myself will be there. What I think we can also do, if people are comfortable with doing that, is if there are any other board members who know for sure that they have no issue in appearing in person, then I would like to potentially alleviate some others on the board who might feel uncomfortable by just eliminating by looking at the board who can appear, as opposed to discussing, you know, individual reasons for those who may want to discuss with you offline for why they don't appear. If we have five or four anyways who are going to appear in person and have no issue with it, then we don't really even need to get into the other reasons for why some others may not want to appear.
Mr. Chair, I'm fine coming in person indefinitely. You can count me in.
Great. Thank you, Mr. Goldberg. And who is Sam here? Sorry. Mr. Cement? Yeah, great. Thank you. So that's three.
I'll be there as well. James Orlowski.
Okay, so that's more Mr. Orlowski. So that's four.
You coming in.
Is that Mr. Asione?
Yes, sir.
Okay, great. So we have five now who are appearing in person. I believe that leaves Ms. Malakoff and Mr. Baron, which quite frankly, without having mentioned names ahead of time, I would prefer, just from understanding guidelines and things of exposure to certain age groups, et cetera, that I would, unless they strongly feel like they want to be there in person, I would
be happy with them appearing virtually.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. That was a very cogent and appropriate way to approach this, and I appreciate it.
Thank you, Mr. Siegel.
Yes, my pleasure. So I think we settled that on behalf of the Board of Adjustments that we have five that, unless barring any other instance of, you know, emergency or other reason for not appearing, have told you, Mr. City Attorney and staff, that we will appear in person should the order be lifted, and Ms. Malikoff and Mr. Barron will be appearing virtually.
Great.
Excellent.
Thanks so much, Mr. Chair.
Yes.
Yes. So the only other thing I'd like to mention, since the Board of Adjustment meetings are at the very beginning of the month, we are not finding out if the order is extended until the very end of the month. So we don't have a whole lot of time to adjust based on the governor's orders. So just expect an email the day before letting you know if the governor did extend the order or not. And whether or not we will be able to participate virtually or in person. We are already noticing the meetings because we have a space at the convention center. We are already noticing them publicly so that the public is aware that that space is available or that they can participate via Zoom. So we're covered either way as far as the public notice is concerned.
Mr. Chairman, I hate to interrupt, but I need to jump off the line and attend another Zoom. So thank you for running another excellent meeting, Rich. Take care.
Thank you, Mr. Barron. Good luck with your hearing. Is there anything else that we need to discuss in discussion items? Otherwise, then I'm going to ask for an adjournment.
Just very quickly, if staff could just address where exactly in the convention center this is, where do we access it? How do we enter the convention center and find this space if it's in person?
If it's in person, right, it's a room on the northeast side of the convention center on the second floor. And there are actually three breakout rooms that we've combined into one large space, and then we have a separate area for the public to participate. We have available parking at the garage that's built into the convention center, that you enter that through the north side of the convention center via Washington Avenue, and then you can walk right into the building and into the second floor, and we'll have signage
northeast. That's the ballroom entrance side.
Yes, yep. Washington Avenue. On the garage, but once this happens, we'll send out maps and
detail it for everybody
so that you have the exact specifications, and we'll give you the room numbers and everything that you need to know to get there.
If you can just send the Outlook invite each month, I think, and with the detailed instructions, that works. I saw you did it in case we were going to have to do that, because then, you know, I just accepted it, goes right into my calendar. That's and the Zoom link and everything. That's a very efficient way of doing it and tracking.
Okay.
So. Agreed. That'd be great.
Do I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second, Orlowski.
Thank you, everyone, and thank you to the board. Thank you to staff. Thank you to Mr. City Attorney. Another wonderful meeting, everybody.
Good job.
Stay safe.
Thank you. Have a nice weekend.